as the faculties of confidence, faith, energy, mindfulness, and concentration strengthen. Mindfulness becomes more established. And practice becomes less personal effort. And yet, while we may not need to work as hard to sustain awareness, the wisdom faculty may still need some support and encouragement, aiming us in the direction of an awareness that frees the mind from its habits, its patterns of greed, aversion, and delusion. Over and over again, the Buddha suggested we attune to the nature of experience. This word nature is a translation of the word Dhamma. So attuning to the Dhamma first through the teachings, with that part of wisdom that comes from hearing and then reflecting on the teachings. And that joined with the continuity, the sustaining of the mindfulness, the established mindfulness, allows the mind to see the nature of experience directly. A third kind of wisdom. Bhavana Maya Panya. One aspect of the nature of experience the Buddha repeatedly pointed to is recognizing the conditioned nature of experience. As there is some momentum to mindfulness, quite naturally, it is possible to notice relationships, conditioned connections between various aspects of experience, body and mind, conditioning each other, different functions of mind conditioning other functions of mind. And so looking at experience through this lens of nature, the conditioned nature of experience, conditioned and conditioning nature of experience. What has arisen has been conditioned, has come to be, and what is arising in this moment, the relationship to that, the present moment arising is also shaping the next moment, conditioning forward, conditioning the next moment. Curiosity is a great support for us in this kind of exploration. Beginning to get curious about the nature of experience. What is the nature of aversion, for instance? How does aversion shape experience? How does it condition experience? How does it affect our bodies, our thoughts, our emotions? One fundamental nature of aversion is its movement towards separation. Whatever flavor of aversion, it is inclining separation from something, whether through myself fleeing, retreating, or from lashing out to annihilate, both different flavors, perhaps, of separation. Aversion contains the belief, the delusion, that separating is what will lead to happiness, and that belief inclines, encourages the mind to act based on that belief. And it even orients the mind to looking to things to separate from. Affecting the body also. The experience of aversion affecting the physical body. Tension, pressure, heat. Maybe even a contraction in the face muscles. It affects feeling tone, whether we're experiencing things as pleasant or unpleasant. Often aversion affects the mind in the direction of preferring to look for unpleasant, looking for things to separate from. It affects how we perceive what's around us. seeing through this filter or lens of aversion. And it tends to create, construct, condition, shape more aversion. Whatever we frequently ponder becomes the inclination of the mind. We frequently ponder thoughts of ill will. That becomes the inclination of the mind. If we frequently ponder love, wisdom, patience, those become the inclination of the mind. That statement of the Buddha's, whatever one frequently ponders becomes the inclination of the mind, that is a statement about conditionality. And we're asked to recognize this. Sayadaw sometimes speaks about this exploration of the conditioned nature of experience as being kind of getting to know the work of each of our mind states, our mental formations. What is the work of aversion that we've just explored? Sayadaw uses this phrase, what's the job description of aversion? What's the job description of greed? What is the work of these states of mind? What is the job description of love? Understanding its conditioning nature, how it shapes the world of experience. What is the job description of wisdom? Wisdom will understand the nature of experience and will release ignorance, craving, and clinging. It's not our work. We don't do that. As wisdom strengthens and grows, wisdom frees the mind. What is your experience right now? Receiving. This curiosity around conditionality is not something to try to find conditionality, but more the inclining towards that, just that curiosity. What is the nature of this experience. Perhaps a gentle question. And then again, not trying to find the answer, but just letting that question be as you simply recognize awareness. And what awareness knows. Relax. Maybe you're already aware. Receiving experience very naturally.